can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard Windows and Doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Rory McIlroy won the Masters for the second straight year. Scottie Scheffler finished in second place, just one stroke back after a final round 68. Justin Rose tied for third, two back. Cam Young also tied for third. By the way, in the final round, three different guys had a two-shot lead, including Rose at age 45 at one point. In the NBA, to end the regular season, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee by 20. Doc Rivers reportedly will not return as Milwaukee's head coach. Atlanta lost badly at Miami, while Toronto won easily against Brooklyn. The Raptors earned the 5 seed in the East. They'll face Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be the opening game won on Saturday. In the West, Denver won its 12th straight game, a victory at San Antonio. The Nuggets win keeps them as the 3 seed in the West, facing Minnesota starting Saturday. The Lakers beat Utah. The Lakers play Houston in the first round. Ty Gibbs, the NASCAR winner.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, after wrapping up its second year, the Washington State Department of Agriculture's Washington Bee Atlas has collected and identified records of nearly 30 new or rare bee species in the state. MorningEclipse.com reports 17 species were found in Washington for the first time. WABA also found 12 species which had not been recorded in the state for at least 50 years, one of which was last recorded in 1882. Well, farmer sentiment improved in March as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose from 116 points in February to 127. Current conditions increased 6 points, while future expectations jumped 14 points. The percentage of those who cited high input costs as their biggest concern rose from 44 to 46%. Producers who think the U.S. is headed in the right direction increased from 59% in February to 65% in March. Well, John Deere announced it has reached a settlement in a multi-district right-to-repair lawsuit filed in 2022, bringing the case to a close without any admission of wrongdoing. Under the terms, Deere will contribute to a class settlement fund to compensate eligible members and cover legal and administrative costs. Deere also reaffirmed its commitment to providing customers and independent service providers with repair tools, manuals, and diagnostic software.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are reversing course and are now higher in afternoon trading as President Trump ordered a U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after efforts to produce an Iran deal over the weekend failed. Tech is gaining with the tech-heavy NASDAQ on track for its ninth straight session of gains. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Microsoft, and software stocks are also advancing. The sector has been battered of late. Financials are gaining as first-quarter earnings season kicks off with big banks releasing their quarterly results. And shares of cruise operators and airlines are falling as oil prices jump. Higher fuel costs driven by the Iranian conflict are upending the travel sector. And existing home sales fell more than expected to a nine-month low in March and declined 3.6% from February, which was a weaker number than economists were estimating. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
How far do we go in our effort to change this land from a melting pot into an all-nation smorgasbord? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
From the very first, this nation has been made up of a collection of minorities forming a majority we call Americans. We hyphenated ourselves, yes, to explain the origin of family, calling ourselves German-American, Irish-American, Italian-American, whatever. And as first-generation Americans, the success of the melting pot became evident as more and more of us began describing our heritage as French and Dutch, or Irish, Scotch, and English, Austrian and Italian. You name the mix, we had them all. Our ancestry traces to every corner of the world, but with one common characteristic which makes us Americans. Those forefathers of ours, and yes, today's modern immigrants, had and have an extra love of liberty and an extra ounce of courage which made it possible for them to tear up roots and journey to a faraway land in search of more personal freedom and better opportunities for themselves and their children. Yes, we keep our pride of origin, perpetuate the memory of ancestral song and custom, dress up in ethnic costume for certain ceremonial days. We also carry the stars and stripes and sing the Star-Spangled Banner on those occasions. Of late, however, and possibly for political purposes, we seem bent on doing away with the melting pot, recreating strict ethnic divisions. A few weeks back, I commented on bilingual education and its failure to do anything toward improving the ability of students speaking a foreign tongue to master English. The other day, a typical American drove me to the airport in a town where I'd been speaking. He decried our law, which requires the printing of our ballots in two languages. Then he told me how he had come to this country from Italy when he was 10 years old. Like millions before and since, he learned English without the help of special programs, and he said at home in the evenings he and his brothers and sisters would help their parents learn English. He's still a fairly young man and as American as baseball. A California news item the other day reported on the cost of printing ballots in two languages and the waste because hundreds of thousands of them were thrown away as uncalled for at the polling places in our neighborhoods. Now from the National Review Bulletin, I glean the following item. The federal government has ordered three counties of North Carolina to print ballots in the language of the Lumbee Indians. There's a problem. There is no Lumbee language. There was once, but when white settlers moved into the area, the Indians abandoned it in favor of English. County officials are considering asking for a federal grant to invent a Lumbee language and teach it to the Lumbees so they can carry out the law requiring dual language ballots. Washington isn't doing well in English these days. Here's an HEW working paper. In terms of heads who worked as one would expect, the proportion of heads who worked is greater for total poor heads compared to poor heads eligible for welfare, greater still for non-poor heads eligible for welfare. Unquote. Try that in Lumbee. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com. Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest today, and it's Allison. She is board certified neurological clinical specialist, along with a whole bunch of PT, DPT, NCS, and CSRS as well. Thank you for coming. And first, we'll start off right away with, you have the third annual Move-A-Thon. Please tell us all about it.
Yes, the third annual Move-A-Thon is our annual fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation, hosted by Paso Robles Physical Therapy. So we're having a 1 mile walk and a 5K this year. So it's open to the entire community. Our goal is to raise money for the Parkinson's Foundation. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a little bit. But at our event on April 18th, like I said, we'll have a 1 mile walk for all levels. We're also having a 5K this year, and it all starts and finishes at our clinic at Paso Robles Physical Therapy on 3520 Combine Street. We're going to have some good exercise because, again, Parkinson's disease loves exercise, so we want to promote it every chance we get. We're going to have some snacks, some raffle prizes, and it's going to be a really good time.
Was the 5K requested by some people?
The 5K was forced upon by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think people are generally pretty excited for the challenge.
Right, and it is in the third annual and the challenges, and you have a raffle afterwards and yep. So forth. But you know, one of the things when you have events like this, it's a move-a-thon. So if it's a move-a-thon, things move quickly. It's, you know, you have your three hours and so forth, mm-hmm, so it mm-hmm. goes by fairly fast,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, it'll be a really good time. The run and walk usually will take about an hour, so 9 to 10, and then we have a little yoga class that people can take, and then just general hanging out, have some snacks, enjoy yourself, have some prizes.
Do people need to sign up in advance?
Yes. Registration is on our website, PastorRoblesPT.com. It is free to register, so really free to attend. And then we just ask for donations, all of which will go to the Parkinson's Foundation. There is a link on the website. People can directly donate from that link. Or if you wanted to donate in person as part of your registration, you could do that as well.
Right. So again, we'll clarify that. Folks, if for whatever reason, if you can't attend and so forth, you can still donate for the cause for Parkinson's.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's get into this, because as you and I talked before, this is something that's more Americans and also worldwide are being diagnosed with Parkinson's. Please tell us exactly what Parkinson's is.
So Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disease, which means it starts in the brain. And it causes a person to have slower movement patterns, classically the tremor. So you might have seen someone, or the really big example out there right now is Michael J. Fox. He also has a show out right now that you can kind of watch, and he put out a documentary. But a tremor is usually seen, and that's usually people's first sign that, hey, something is wrong. But the disease also includes slower movement patterns, difficulty with balance. You might notice some forward head, forward shoulder posture, and a host of other motor and non-motor symptoms, but those are usually the first things that people notice.
Is it, do people, like in some other instances, do they just blow it off? Well, I'm getting older, so it's not a big deal. And then they don't get diagnosed soon enough?
Right. So a really crazy and interesting thing is that by the time someone is diagnosed, so Parkinson's is a deficit of dopamine in the brain. And so you have this amount of dopamine, which is a neurochemical in your brain. Everyone has it. People with Parkinson's have less. And so once a person is usually diagnosed or they start to exhibit physical signs, like maybe you noticed a tremor, 70% of that dopamine that you should have is already gone. And so by the time it presents itself physically, it's very likely that you've had Parkinson's for a couple to a few to maybe even 10 years, and you just didn't realize it, again, because it can present itself in a number of different ways. A lot of the times it presents itself with non-motor symptoms, so feeling more apathetic, more depressed. Very commonly people lose their sense of smell, which is pretty interesting. And a lot of gut digestive constipation issues, which, again, like you said, could be anyone on any given day. But it's really the cluster of things that can really get someone to get that diagnosis eventually.
Also, you know, when you mention the smell, as you indicated, it's, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, weird, but something also that handwriting,
yeah, smaller handwriting, smaller speech or less loud speech, those are all affected. And again, if we're thinking of Parkinson's as a movement disorder, this smell is not necessarily movement, but that's a, you know, a different part of the brain. But if you're thinking of your handwriting, well, you use your muscles of your hand to write, and so therefore Parkinson's affects how big your writing is.
In your experience, do people try to hide it?
My experience is different because I work in a physical therapy clinic. And so by the time someone gets to me, they've usually been given that diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. But then once they go back and, you know, I'm asking them, what's your history with it? When did you notice it? They'll usually say, you know, now that I have this diagnosis, looking back 5-10 years, I did notice that I was getting more clumsy and I was having more trouble standing up from a chair and I had a couple of falls, but I didn't really know what it was and I didn't think too much of it.
Again, probably a lot of people thought, well, I'm just getting a little bit older,
or careless,
you know, whatever, something like that. Maybe even there may be something a little physically not necessarily wrong, but they have some aches and pain, so they attribute to the fall or whatever because of that. Something I came across that is, I don't know, you know, you read on, you know, many different types of diseases, and that 25% people are misdiagnosed for Parkinson's. That's a pretty high percentage.
It's one, pretty difficult to diagnose because there isn't a definitive test that someone can take to get diagnosed. But again, like you said, a lot of the things that Parkinson's presents as could be a host of things. And so it's, unless you have a neurologist or movement specialist or a doctor who's very keen on catching those things, it can very easily be brushed under the rug or be disguised as something else.
All right. So again, there is there... Are there any types of, now we know exercise recommended for a lot of things in our life, but is there any type of medication or anything that, you know, for the brain waves that can help and not stop it right now, but slow it down?
Right. Yeah. So once a person's diagnosed, they'll usually be put on a medication called carbidopa levodopa. That's pretty much the gold standard medication. So again, the neurochemical that's missing in the brain is the dopamine. So the carbidopa, levodopa, is essentially mimicking the dopamine that would normally be in the brain. And so that can help mitigate a lot of the symptoms. It's usually pretty effective. The tricky part is finding the right dosage and working with your neurologist or your movement specialist to fine-tune that dosage and the timing to get it to work best for you with your movements and your activities. You know, so that's the main medication, as well as some other accessory medications, but that's the main one. And it actually works pretty well. So there is that for hope for Parkinson's disease. People who have had Parkinson's for a while or who exhibit specific symptoms might get a deep brain stimulator, which is a device directly implanted into the brain to stimulate the same areas of the brain that dopamine would. It can also help a lot with the physical tremor. So a lot of the times people will be really, really off put by their tremor because that's kind of the thing that people notice. The deep brain stimulator is actually pretty effective at decreasing that tremor if, again, the Parkinson's will usually present itself differently in people. You know, there's a classic saying, like, you've met one person with Parkinson's, you've only met one person with Parkinson's, because it'll present itself differently in most people. But if your disease is one where the tremor is very dominant, then that deep brain stimulator can actually help the tremor very well.
With the, if someone may realize or think they may have it, is there a, like some people get full blown, or is this a gradual build up to, you know, more symptoms associated with Parkinson's?
I would say, again, it really depends on when you start to notice things. You know, if you start to notice your hand shaking a little bit, and then you kind of notice it shaking a lot more, and then you notice your other hand is shaking a lot more, that's kind of an example of how the disease might progress. Again, if you have more trouble with your balance, if that's the thing that the Parkinson's is affecting the most, you might notice difficulty first kind of walking like in the dark, like getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you feel a little bit more off balance, or you're catching your foot on something, and then you start to notice that even walking from your car to the store, you're getting off balance. So that's kind of an example of how you might notice the progression. It's usually relatively slow. So the onset from the time that a person's diagnosed, again, that can be, wow, I caught it really early, or I've been noticing these things for 6 years and I finally got this diagnosis. But the mean diagnostic time from that time until the time that one might eventually pass away is 15 to 18 years. So it's not necessarily a quick progression, and it's
not like ALS.
Right. So, you know, there's plenty of people who have lived with Parkinson's for 20, 30 years.
Are some of the symptoms similar to ALS?
I wouldn't say so. No. ALS, there's a lot more weakness involved overall.
Is there any correlation or connection between Parkinson's and Alzheimer's?
Yes. So in Alzheimer's, it's an accumulation of, I believe, alpha-synuclein acid in the brain, misfolded proteins, and that's similar to Parkinson's. And some forms of Parkinson's can have more of a memory component, similar to what one might see in Alzheimer's, but it's not an always. So if someone has Parkinson's, that doesn't mean that they're always going to have those memory issues, and vice versa.
And with Parkinson's, is there a disparity between male and female?
More males are usually diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Okay, and in general, but it can be younger, but it's what, people over 60, I think?
About that, yes.
Okay, but would they, you know, as you indicated when you were talking to somebody, that they get diagnosed, but then they go back maybe in their early 50s and say, you know, some things were just starting to happen, but...
Right, yeah. And then again, it's like, should you have known at that time? Maybe, maybe not. Would it have changed anything? Maybe, maybe not.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If at that time, if you're being... and not the worst thing in the world, overcautious, mm-hmm. would, we have a break, but I'm just wondering, we'll hold on, if they would then recommend treatment then, if it was just barely noticeable.
It depends, yeah.
Okay, with Allison, a move-a-thon coming up for the Parkinson's Foundation. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off. We'll be right back.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in with Allison for the Move-a-thon Parkinson's and taking place at Paso Robles Physical Therapy this Saturday. Is there a connection of Parkinson's to one's environment? Because again, as we discussed, pesticides is it's a pretty big deal regarding Parkinson's. So
yeah,
is it
the latest study that just came out was that if someone lives within a 1 mile proximity to a golf course, they are over 100% or 100 times likely to be diagnosed with Parkinson's. So that will just tell you the amount of influence that the environment, specifically with the pesticides, has on Parkinson's disease.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. I had two good friends that had Parkinson's. One was Tony Galvez. He was a bailiff, and he's the nicest guy, but he only lasted a couple of years. But then the other one was Judge Shetlaw, and he retired from the bench, and his doctor got his pretty well under control, and he lasted 15 years. I miss them both. Keep up the good work.
Mm. All right, thank you very much. Well, you said about 15 to 20?
Yeah, and again, you know, it's not something that anyone really wants to talk too much about, but most of the time, someone won't die from Parkinson's itself. It'll be one of the side effects, the sequelae that comes from it. So, for example, a person with Parkinson's will often have difficulty with swallowing. That kind of goes along with the whole speech thing and the muscles that produce speech, the muscles that produce swallowing, etc. And so a common effect of having that difficulty with swallowing is your increased likelihood to get pneumonia, and eventually people will die from the pneumonia, but because, you know, and they had Parkinson's, but the Parkinson's itself, quote unquote, didn't necessarily cause the death. So
an amazing statistic that is out there for anybody who wants to do a little research is that since 1990, the diagnosis for Parkinson's has increased 274%. And as you mentioned, you know, the pesticides, but it's just more than pesticides. This encompasses a lot of things when you just say environmental, but it's, you know, it's more than what people may think when they hear environmental.
Mm-hmm. Right. So pesticides, there's been cases with water contamination, also a chemical that's used in laundromats. So someone who lives next to a laundromat or frequently gets dry cleaning done, sorry, dry cleaners, not just a laundromat. They're also at an increased likelihood. And then again, it's like, okay, yes, more people are being diagnosed, potentially from all of the things that are causing Parkinson's, absolutely. Also, we're getting better at diagnosing people with Parkinson's, which is a good thing because they're able to get the help that they need. So it's a little twofold there.
Yeah, there's about 90,000 people annually that are diagnosed with Parkinson's again. But, you know, again, the combination of the aging population and, you know, people hopefully now. Is there a, again, when I go back, you know, exercise is so important in our lives and also our diet. Have you ever seen a study of the percentage of people on Parkinson's who kind of were a little bit lackadaisical regarding those two?
Yeah, yes. Not necessarily that exercise, or you're going to get Parkinson's if you don't exercise, but you should still exercise. But exercise can be neuroprotective for the brain. So exercising, and a lot of it is more towards the aerobic exercise. So like riding a bike, running, because all those things are going to help regulate your brain chemicals, bring oxygen in, etc. Those can be neuroprotective. They can help you prevent getting Parkinson's.
If somebody in your family has Parkinson's, does that mean you have a better chance?
It could be. About 10% of Parkinson's cases have been found to be genetic or hereditary. The rest of the 90% are completely idiopathic, perhaps from, again, environmental causes, et cetera.
All right. And something that we, you know, again, correlate with all of us regarding our health is diet. Again, is there a pattern of people, you know, just the bad diet?
The big point, I think, that your brain loves to be, well, your brain hates inflammation. So if you eat a lot of foods that cause inflammation, so a lot of processed foods, a lot of just like white, empty carbohydrates, for example, that's going to cause your body and your brain to have more inflammation because that's what those things do. So the more of that you eat, the more it's going to influence your brain. But even more interesting than that is that Parkinson's has very recently been linked to your gut microbiome. So what happens in your stomach affects your brain directly. So it's going to be more common in the Parkinson's literature now to say, okay, yes, Parkinson's is a brain disease, but perhaps Parkinson's actually starts in the stomach because a poor gut microbiome has been shown to increase and cause Parkinson's disease. Again, that's a kind of a whole other topic, but the foods that you eat actually do make a huge difference in your brain's health.
Is there, you know, again, from what you read, is there any headway being made on hopefully finding a cure?
There is headway. There's new genetic testing, so we can identify genes that are directly correlated and causative of Parkinson's disease. So again, if you have that hereditary component, you can go on the Parkinson's Foundation website, actually, and apply for a genetic test. It's just I believe it's either a skin swab or like a cheek swab. You send that in, and they'll tell you if you have one of the genes that they've identified with having Parkinson's disease. There's some other literature and research studies going on as well. Again, more on the treatment side with ultrasound as a good treatment for Parkinson's disease.
AI may be a help.
Yeah, yeah. but as far as a cure, nothing that I've read very recently. Again, unfortunately, we're still kind of in the let's figure out how to best manage this.
Right, folks, and the amount of money that is spent on the research for finding a cure for Parkinson is, it's, I'm not going to say nil, but considering what it costs the economy and the billions of dollars and the money the United States government that something is not self-inflicted is absolutely, I think, an embarrassing. I'm not speaking for Allison. All right, it's the third annual Move-a-thon coming up this Saturday, April 18th from 9 till 12, start and finish. All happening, the Paso Robles Physical Therapy, 5K and a mile, some yoga, some food, some raffles. Online registration is only $20 per person. And remember, even if you can't attend, you can still help out. So, Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
For joining us.
Yep.
Okay.
Kevin.
All right. Susanna's still on maternity leave. Got a special on the Civil War coming up next. Thank you for listening and enjoy your afternoon.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.